Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
A radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kelly Mano Radio Show here with my best friend, Haas.
Yay!
Producer Gary. Hello. And my friend, Stephanie, who I said, hey, come help me with this computer thing, and then shoved a microphone in her hand.
She did that indeed.
Is that pretty much how it happened?
That was what happened,
yeah. So my friend, Stephanie Romshu, is like super smart with computers.
Oh, stop.
And I had a blog question, and she came over and helped me, and now she has a microphone in her hand.
That's what happens when you come over.
That's literally how
pretty
it
much.
Happened.
Yeah.
That's how I got here.
That is how you got here. And so we're on what, episode 36?
Sure.
Here we go, episode 36. I am thrilled to start a new week. Last week, I had a horrible week.
Yeah, you were talking about that. Did it get worse as the week went on?
It did. It got way worse. As a matter of fact, it was...
You're not in your full RoboCop gear, so that's good.
No, I'm only in my sling.
Yeah.
So I'm down one apparatus on my surgery arm. And things are going better now. I can wipe myself now. I can do my own makeup now.
Nice.
Running the board.
You're a big girl.
I know. Running the board over here is still a little bit tricky. So if things seem...
By the way, just so you know, when I start breaking into random laughter during the show...
It's because the pig.
The pig is making noises like it's possessed by a demon outside.
They probably can't hear it from here.
No. It is just guttural like...
Well...
It was good.
He's mad because he wants to go outside and frolic in the backyard.
That's mad piggy noises?
Yes, but he's been digging holes in the backyard.
That's no bueno when you're trying to sell.
Right, so he can't go out without us unsupervised. And he's been out two times in the last hour. So he doesn't need to go out. He's just going to stand at that door and moan.
He's doing it now. Yeah, I do.
At some point, we should just go lay one of the microphones down over there by him or something. At one point, Haas even texted me earlier this week, and he's like, hey, Kel, I need to know if we are going to do this thing or that thing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm really crabby. We're just going to have to talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yep. You're having a day.
And you're like, you know what? I get it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to make a good husband one day.
Yeah, I had it on New Year's Eve. You just have those days where... F the world. Don't bother me.
Gosh, it was like I just wanted to rip somebody's head off for really no reason.
Yep.
And, you know.
At least you were honest about it, though, you know, and not trying to, you know, I mean, because that could have ended poorly.
Yes.
Well, and we talked about it on New Year's Day when we recorded. Like, the thing that sucks is everyone's like, well, what's wrong? What can I do to make it better? And it's like, go away.
Stop talking to me. That's how it'll get better.
Yeah, like, just let me go to bed and I'll sleep it off, because if you keep talking to me, I'm going to murder you.
Right. Yep. And Jimmy's learned too, because I have one of the sweetest husbands ever. He wants to make everything better all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mine too.
So he's like, are you sure you're not mad at me? I'm like, I am positive.
Don't you
honey.
Love that they go there first?
I can change that opinion real quick.
Yes. I can change that if you keep asking me if I'm mad at you.
Yeah. Keep talking. Well, that answer could change.
Yes. But, but it's awesome when somebody like Haas and I can like read each other's minds, and I can just say, leave me alone. I'm crabby. We'll talk about it tomorrow. He's like, cool, dude.
Yeah, awesome. So,
my week started off bad because of the stupid primaries. Did you guys listen? Did you guys vote in the primaries?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I made a conscious effort because Tuesday is my busiest day of the week at work.
Yeah,
and I told my boss, I was like, "Hey, it's primary day here. I need time to vote, and lines are going to be long." And my boss was cool. He's like, do what you need to do. Go vote.
Stephanie, did you go vote?
I did go vote. I actually had forgotten completely about it. You know, got up and went to work and saw it on Facebook. It's like primary day. I'm like, that.
So I remembered too. And you guys know I've been struggling with who I'm going to vote for. I'm very conflicted. And when I do figure it out, I'm not going to tell anybody anyway.
Right.
Because I like the old school, none of your damn business kind of thing. But I did actually, I woke up that day and I did a little bit of homework on a couple of the candidates. And I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to go. And I posted this on Facebook that when I voted for the primaries, that I voted for Princess Consuela Banana Hammock, which is a pseudonym for Phoebe on Friends.
Yep.
Now, one thing that I hate is predictable humor. You know, like, oh, so funny, Kelly Mano. You accidentally,
whoopsie-daisy.
Right. It sounded so douchebaggery on Facebook, but I don't think people really understand what I went through for this. Because first of all, I'm 7 days off surgery. So getting in and out of a car at that point was very, very hard. But I got up, I did my research. And in my brain, I know that on the primaries, you only get to vote for one candidate, period.
Right.
However, I have the short-term memory of Dory on Finding Nemo. So I can get distracted
right.
very easily. So I get in my car, which takes me forever, and I go to my polling place. And I stand in line, and I get up to the front. Why are you already laughing at me? Oh, you're laughing at the pig. And so I get up to the front of the line, and it turns out my polling place had changed. So I'm at the wrong place. And I'm like, damn it. So I get back in my car, and I drive to the correct polling place. I stand in another line, get to the front of the line. They're like, okay, ma'am, we need to see your license.
And, really?
Yeah.
They didn't do that.
Really?
Nope. As long as I have my voting card. Which, the irony being, technically, I shouldn't be voting where I'm at. I've never changed my voter registration from when I moved and bought my house. So I still go into St. Peter's to vote.
Huh. Well, so I'm now at the second location, and they ask for my ID. Well, I had just flown in from Arizona, and I had my ID in my travel bag.
Oops.
And so they're like, well, ma'am, do you have any government forms of ID? And I'm like, well, I've got my Social Security card, so here's that. And I have my conceal and carry card for the state of Missouri. So I'm like, here's that.
There you go.
Yeah, and they're like,
that's
well.
That's got your photo on it too, right?
No, there's no photo. That's the thing. They're like, do you have anything with your photo on it? So I'm looking through my purse, and I'm like, I got my Sam's card. So I proudly lay down my Sam's card. And in the photo, I'm doing a peace sign duck face. And I swear to you, I will put it on.
Of course, sure you are. Because why wouldn't you be?
Here, let me get my purse out. Gary, get in my purse and get out my big pink wallet. So, or no, get out my little black and white coin purse. I don't know. Just start going through
it. I was going to say, you're trusting a man to go through your what?
So at this point, they are like, you can't vote. You don't have, we can't let you vote on a Sam's card. So I'm like, I'm going to go back home again. You know what, Gary? It's in my black and white change purse. So I go back home and I go back to the correct place. And this time I've got my license. Okay.
Right.
So I am now about 45 minutes into my journey of voting.
And the lady goes, do you have a Sam's card?
Yeah. And so keep in mind, 45 minutes in. Is it not in there, Gary?
No, it's
like a little black and white. Give my purse to Stephanie. Girls can find stuff.
It's true.
You're absolutely right.
So I get there, and they're like, do you want to vote with a paper or with an electronic machine?
Well, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, of course I want to use electronic, you know, because I'm young enough to know that kind of stuff.
We don't have that option.
Yeah, it might not be in there. I don't think it is. You know what? I'll have to find the Sam's card. We'll take a picture of it for
did
the
website. Did you get asked if you were Republican or Democrat?
There it is. Well, listen to this. They asked the old guy in front of me, and it's because he had a paper ballot. So if you were doing a paper ballot, they had to ask you what you were voting. But
interesting.
But
see, we
they
didn't
did,
have,
because that's what they did to me. And I was caught off guard with that. I was like, I have to tell you.
See, and I, like, part of me really kind of resents that. We didn't have the option in St. Peter's between paper or electric. It was all paper. So the first thing I ask you is, do you want a Republican or a Democratic ballot? And I looked at them and I go, that's none of your business. Just give me a ballot.
Exactly.
And she goes, doesn't work that way. This is the primaries. And I was like,
and I'm an idiot. Here's...
But still, like, I'm sorry. They should tell you, there should just be a ballot.
Right. So there's my Sam's card.
That's amazing.
With the peace sign duck face on it. So I'm
sure enough.
45 minutes in now. And keep in mind, I've done my research on voting today. I have now been in and out of my car 3 times. I have one arm that works. And I get to the machine, and the lady says, she gets the screen pulled up, and it says Democrat, Republican, I guess Libertarian, and then Independent. It had like those 4 categories. And she said, do you need help with anything? And at that moment, it like dawned in my head, like, it would be really funny if I wrote in Princess Consuela Banana Hammock for an Independent and then took a photo of it for the show and was like, ha ha.
Oh, bad news.
Yeah, look at what I did, and then go back and really vote for the Democrats and Republic. Now, this is when my short-term memory, Dory, oh my God, look, a squirrel, kicked in, because this is the exact moment that I forgot that you can only vote for one at a time. So I click on it. I'm like, well, I said, I am going to write in a candidate, so can you help me with that? So she clicks Independent. And she gives me a blank screen. I type in Princess Consuela Banana Hammock. I don't even take a picture of it yet because I'm thinking I'll wait until I have the whole thing filled out because that'll be funnier. And I hit submit.
Nice.
And then the machine says, thank you for voting.
Thank you for voting.
That's
yes.
the only thing on the that's the only thing on the amendments today.
And the screen went black. And I'm standing there going, oh my God.
No.
I'm like, what happened? And so I did what any logical person does. and I started pushing every button on the machine I could find. Fun fact, there are alarms on voting machines. Because I set it off.
Well, of course. So, but, you know,
because I'm like tapping the screen, I'm touching buttons on the side of it, I'm like touching, I'm like getting on the undercarriage of this machine, trying to find any button to take my vote back. The alarm starts going off, and two election officials come running over. They're like, "What is wrong?" I said, "I voted for the wrong person." They're like, "Oh my gosh, you did?" I'm like, "I said, yeah." I said, "But it was an accident, you know." And they're like, "It's okay. We can spoil your vote." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, great." Thinking I can fix it. They're like, "But we're going to have to call an election, someone higher than an official. They're going to have to come out here." They said it'll take like 20 minutes. "You'll just have to tell us who you voted for."
I'm good.
And we'll
it's okay.
And we'll take that out of the system. And then we can, you know, get it done for you. And then I'm like, "Oh, hell no."
Yeah.
You're like, "No, I'm
never
good.
Mind.
It wasn't, I don't care so much anymore."
And well, in the election ladies, they take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
they
were devastated that I voted for the wrong person. They're like, no, we want to make this right. If it was an accident, we can fix this for you. You know, I've already set off alarms. I'm not telling these people that I wrote in Princess Banana Consuela Hammock, whatever it was. The worst part is that I never even got a funny picture for the show.
Oh,
that's
no.
amazing.
Yeah. And so I'm not an idiot. I know how primaries work. I tried to be funny. I got distracted. And that was my official vote for the primaries.
Mine wasn't as bad, but I did end up having a Kelly Mano moment during my voting.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
I was in a live shot for Channel 4 while I was voting.
No way!
That's kind of cool, though.
I'm so jealous.
The only thing that would have been better if it was in a T-Rex costume.
I know.
Well, the only...
That's all I could think of. I just started laughing. I was like, "Oh, Channel 4, you suck."
The only silver lining in this whole thing is that I did not bring my children to vote to see the debacle, because I usually do.
Did you used to go vote with your parents?
No.
See, I used to all the time, to the point where, like, I used to go into the booth.
Yeah.
And my, like, these were the old days where you had the little, like metal thing that you have to push through.
Yep.
And my mom would be like, "Push this one, push this one." Like, I used to actually do the voting for her.
Well.
And so I think I was like 10 or so. Yeah, and then they were like, "Oh, that's done."
Too. Yeah.
And I couldn't even walk up to the, I had to go sit in a chair and wait.
I've brought my kids to every election I've ever voted in.
Mine did too. And I think that is why I take voting seriously, because I got to take part in it as a kid, and I saw like what it was about. It wasn't just like,
right,
"Oh, I gotta go take an hour out of my day and do this." Like, you understand what it's about.
Exactly. And I remember thinking, "I'm gonna wait and vote after school with the kids." The only reason I didn't was because I was like, you know, right after surgery, one armed, wrangling three kids. And
right.
Yeah. Thank God, because it'd be like, "Mommy, why are you setting off the alarm? Mommy, why are those people coming over?"
Well, the good news is that
we
had clear cut winners
now
in Missouri. You know.
So I did vote for Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Good.
But no, I'm not an idiot.
No, you're not.
You're not. And I said, it, you know, the good news is we had clear-cut winners in the state on both sides. So.
We did.
Not.
And, oh, no, we didn't.
It was not so
no,
much.
It was not close at all.
Okay.
Less than a half percentage point on either side.
Well, then I didn't help either party.
No.
So it's like a moot point. So, all right. We'll be right back. We're playing a game, and Haas has no idea what we're playing.
Absolutely
nothing.
It's
going to be awesome.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're going to like it.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
That car don't come out until next year. Where in the f*** did you get it? That's $80,000 gone. Where in the f*** did you spend it? You must have eyes on your back, because you got money to the ceiling. And the bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin', the better I'm feeling, the more that I'm chilling, willing, drilling, and killing. Who's that bucket, naked cook, fixing three coat meals?
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on. Pimp juice. Oh, yeah. Haas, do you know why I'm playing pimp juice right now?
Are you going to pimp us out?
Because I'm pimping us out.
Yeah.
Did you know that Haas and Kelly Mano are available to host your event?
That's truth.
Yeah. I mean, if you need us to host your trivia night, your celebrity gala.
Bar mitzvahs.
Circumcisions.
Births.
Yes. If you want us to live broadcast your birth, we will do it for you.
Dinosaur costumes cost extra.
They do. They cost a little bit extra. But if you have an event coming up, whether it's a trivia night or a charity event or something that you are looking for an MC or somebody to run the show, Haas and I pimp each other out.
That's true.
For a small fee that goes to feed starving children.
In my belly.
If you are interested to hire myself and Haunts to come out and host your event, make sure you email the show, heykelly@kellymano.com. We would love to hear from you.
No event is too big. No fee is too big.
No pimp cup is too large.
That's true.
Pimp juice, baby. Hire Kelly and Haas.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, segment two, and we are on Facebook Live right now.
We are.
Everybody say hi, Facebook Live.
Hi, Facebook Live.
Because we are going to play a game, and we are going to give away a gift card.
Sweet. I'm not eligible to win, am I?
No, because you have to play.
Oh, okay.
Am I?
But you know what? Okay, so I'm going to tell everybody right now what we're going to be doing, and then I'm going to tell a little story about a certain hockey player.
Okay.
And then we'll play the game.
Okay.
So, Haas, the game we're playing is called Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
And basically, there is a stack of salacious things in here. Some of them are sexual in nature. Some of them are gross in nature. Some of them are drug in nature. Some of them are... It's definitely not for kids to listen to this segment, okay? So, basically, you and I are going to take turns pulling out a card. And I'll just do an example.
I don't pull out.
I will do an example. I will pull out a card, and this is just an example, and I will say, never have I ever, and I read the card, bent over in front of a mirror and looked at my own asshole. Now, if I have done that, I lay the card in front of me, and that is my wall of shame.
Okay.
The first person who gets to we'll say, seven cards wins. So I need the people at home.
Now, if you read that and I've done that.
I don't think you can steal it.
Okay.
Obviously, you've looked at your own asshole.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just not specifically that. I'm just saying in general.
Okay. But just in general. I'm going to say no, that you can't steal it. But if you have not done it, then you just discard it.
Got it.
And so what I need the listeners on Facebook to do right now is to guess who is going to get the wall of shame completed first, Kelly or Haas.
So this is just like the drinking game from college.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And so once the game is over... And we've established who has won all of the...
or lost, depending on your point of view.
So whoever, like, for example, if I make it to seven cards first,
okay,
and everybody who voted for Kelly will go in a hat and be drawn for the $50 gift card. And if you make it first...
Okay. So can we do this like NHL shootout rules where we each get to draw seven cards? Because what if you go first and the first seven you've all done?
That's true.
And I don't have a chance to play a seventh
card. Oh, yeah. We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
And I think that there should also be a rule that you can throw out a card if it's about a body part that you don't have.
Got it.
Like if I get a card that says, have you ever done something with your penis? I can say, I can't read this card.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So right now on Facebook Live, what you want to do is you just want to write either Kelly or Haas. You're voting for who you think
is the most despicable human being.
Right. And, you know, I think Haas is going to win.
Yeah, I think I'm going to win this.
I think people think I'm like this wild girl, and I'm really a really good girl. So we're going to see. So what I was going to tell you, I told you we're going to talk about a hockey player. You know, our family is a big a hockey family.
Sure.
I just went this weekend to the Reeves house. And
hey, you told me you were going to do
Ryan Reeves, little baby.
Nice.
I've got a picture on my phone of
congratulations to the Reeves.
Yes, and he looks just like Ryan.
Nice.
I feel so sorry for those NHL players. He has a new baby, and then boom, he's gone for 13 days.
Well, you know, the paychecks help with that.
Yeah, the paychecks help, but it doesn't help the heart.
No, it doesn't. I'm sure he would much rather be home bonding with his new kid.
And, the Manos are big hockey fans in general. We love the Blues. You all know how much we love TJ Oshie. You know how much my daughter...
I almost wore my Oshie jersey today.
You know how much my daughter loves TJ Oshie.
I'm familiar with the story.
So guess who got an email this week from the Capitals organization with an invitation... to their private skate the morning of the game.
Nice.
The Mano family. Woo!
Yay!
Technically Libby Lou.
Right.
And so the thing is that the Capitals publicist said, hey, TJ wants to invite Libby Lou to the morning skate so he can finally meet her and get a quick picture
with
her.
That's awesome.
Here's what's not awesome. It is at the same day and time as our daughter's first communion.
Oh, no. Well, if Uncle Haas has to take Libby, then I guess it's...
Yeah, yeah. I'm not Catholic, so I don't have to worry about going to a first communion. So.
Yes. Well, I made it clear to the Capitals guy. I said, look, just please let TJ know that you guys have done so much for us. We don't want anything. We're not bringing anything to sign. Just let him give her a high five on the way off the ice and maybe like a picture with a cell phone.
That would be so awesome.
And as a matter of fact, I told Libby Lou about it. And first of all, she was very excited. And the second thing she said was, "No cameras, Mom."
That's awesome.
Because she's not a media whore like the rest of us.
Sure.
And I said, absolutely, honey. If you don't want any cameras there, just Mommy and her cell phone, you know, kind of thing. Well, Rocky's freaking out because his favorite player in the world is Ovechkin. Ovechkin.
So he'll be there too.
Yeah, we're going to get to watch the Capitals do their whole practice.
That's sweet.
And I think what we're going to do is just, we're going to be sliding into First Communion a little bit late in our hockey jerseys.
I mean, you know, I think Jesus would understand.
I hope so. Because the first part of communion, it's like 30 minutes of just the mass.
Sure.
So I think we're going to have time to do like a really quick meet and greet and then down the highway and slide in our jerseys.
And then you're going to the game later that night, right?
Of course we're going to the game. We haven't
actually buy tickets to that.
Do you want to go with the Manos? Because we're getting ready to buy our tickets this week.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay.
I'll totally go.
Because we're going to get,
wear my TJ jersey.
Yep. We're a divided family. We're trying to figure out who's going to wear Capitals, who's going to wear Blues.
I have a Capitals, but it's an Ovechkin.
Yeah, well, that's okay. He's cool. Ovi's cool. So, Gary, do we have some votes cast?
Oh, we have many, many votes cast, but cool. I do want to say really quick.
Yep.
Honky says hello to both of you.
Aww,
what up?
Hi, Honky. Miss him so much. All right, so you and I are each going to lay. Well, actually, we're going to draw one at a time is what we'll do. And it will be shootout style so that everybody has a chance. And the thing is, and I know Hoss won't do this, but you can't lie just to be funny.
No.
And so here we go. So the first person to successfully get to, hey, make sure all the kids go in the basement. They cannot hear this.
Oh.
All kids in the basement.
Including me.
Oh,
especially you.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah. It puts the lotion on the skin.
Okay.
I'm going to the
store. That's what the basement's for, right?
So yeah,
I'm going to buy donuts.
Gary, judging by your paper over there, it looks like a landslide. Who is everybody voting for?
You.
What?
Wow.
Oh, absolutely you.
They have no idea.
I think they're misconstruing what this game is and what it's not.
That's
like, you're crazy, but you're like the safe family PG-13 kind of crazy.
God made me the perfect blend of insane and responsible.
Yep.
Like,
he's voting Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls. Piggy Smalls is still in trouble. All right, so here's how it's going to go. Hoss, you draw the card first. You say, never have I ever. You read what's on the card.
Are you drawing from the top of the stack or wherever?
Yeah, I just cut the cards. Okay. So the top. If you've done it, lay it down and make a wall of shame. If you've not, discard it. And we're going to go as quick as we can so that it doesn't get super long and boring.
Never have I ever purchased drugs in another country. I'm assuming they mean illegal drugs?
Yes, illegal drugs.
Nope.
Never have I ever had sex with my boss. Yes, nice. I have. Well, I married him, so it doesn't count. Okay. Oh, you know what? We need to tell people whether or not we're going to discard or keep.
Okay, I discarded the first
one. Since it is radio, that would help. Okay.
Never have I ever had a friend vomit on me. Putting that one in front of me.
Was it like a college friend?
Nope.
Oh, a girlfriend?
Yep.
Okay. I can read in your eyes that I'm not going to ask any more questions.
Never, probably good.
Never have I ever farted while having sex.
Oh, I mean,
I'm keeping it.
Why are you getting the easy ones?
I don't know.
Never have I ever been a booty call. Yep, putting that one in front of
really?
Me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been a booty call.
These two are ironically connected, by the way, first two cards.
The booty call and being vomited on?
Yep.
I'm guessing one led to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Which one happened first?
The booty call.
And then you got barfed on.
Yes.
You're making, I'm going to pee.
Nice.
All right. Never have I ever given alcohol to minors. I'm keeping that. I used to always buy beer.
God, you're getting such easy cards.
You know what? Maybe we'll go to 10.
Never have I ever started a serious fire. What is the delineation on a serious fire?
If the fire department had to come.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's in front of me.
Sweet. Me too.
So then it's 3-3. So I wouldn't worry about 10.
Do you know I almost burned down a pavilion at a park because I had a bad year on palms, and we tried to burn our palms as like a symbol of like the bad year.
Right.
And apparently the plastic is very flammable.
Oh, yeah.
And it caught the roof of the pavilion on fire.
Whoops.
And so, yeah, I would have had to keep that one too. All right. Never have I ever logged into someone else's email and looked through it. Oh, yeah. Steve Shannon, if you're listening, I had your email password for like 2 years.
Again, so easy. Never have I ever shown someone else my shit. Oh, yeah. For real. Like, we just had a conversation about this, about Snapchat a couple weeks ago.
About how we want to share our poop with each other.
Right, but you can't do that on Facebook because everyone can see that.
Who do you send your poop to?
Oh, no, this was more like in college. I had, like, I was very proud of this one. And I called my fraternity brothers in. I was like, you guys got to come see this.
I think that when I visited my friend Julie in Arizona a few weeks ago, like, the exact words out of my mouth were, something amazing just came out of my butt and I need you to see it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Because there's
one of those ones where, like, you can feel your back crack as it's happening. You're like, this is fantastic.
I've never had my back crack, but I did pull a muscle in my back once wiping my butt. I just reached back for the turn and it was like this.
Was that yesterday?
No.
While you were trying to learn with your left hand?
No. Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yours.
Never have I ever spaced out while driving and missed my exit. Again, I'm getting all the
Come
easy
on.
Ones. I'm keeping that one.
Never have I ever converted oxygen into carbon dioxide. That's what that card is. Never. I don't know if I should be able to use this one. Never have I ever stolen jewelry and pawned it. Why the hell am I going to buy jewelry?
That's stolen jewelry. Have you stolen jewelry and pawned it?
No, because I've never even. Well, that's a try. I've bought jewelry for girlfriends. No, that's not.
Okay.
Work. That's a weak card.
Never have I ever played video games for an entire day without leaving the house.
Oh,
that
man.
That was one for you, Hoss.
That was one for me.
I'm discarding that one. So we are 5-4. I've got 5, Hoss has 4.
Oh, yep. Never have I ever shown up at the wrong airport / flight. Tons.
I've done that too. Never have I ever had sex before the age of 18. No, I did not. I'm a good girl. I'm going to discard that one.
I think I would have been able to keep that card by about 2 weeks.
And I was a freshman in college when I was 18, so...
Never have I ever flashed or been flashed in public. Yes, on both fronts.
All right. Well, how many do you have
That's
now?
Six.
You've got 6? I've got 5.
Okay.
Never have I ever peed in a pool or hot tub.
Oh, come on.
On the rig.
Yeah, that's what public
you
pools
mean this
are
week?
For. Never have I ever crapped my pants. I mean, as an adult? No.
As an adult.
It does not say as an adult.
No, because we've talked about this. You told me the story about when you like came in the house and knocked over your dad to get to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, full on loaded him up? No. But like, yeah, I've had some finishes where I was like, I probably need to change.
No, that is like, have you ever pooped your pants? Because it's nearly hereditary in my family. Like, everybody in my family poops their pants, like, once a year.
Honky, wow. Honky is saying that Haas, you're just like him. You're reading into every single question.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah, I totally deuced myself when I was, like, 6 shopping for furniture with my parents.
As an adult, have you ever sharted so bad that you had to change your underwear?
Oh, yes.
Then keep it. And we're going to go to 10.
All right.
All right. Never have I ever French kissed my pet. No, that's disgusting.
That's disturbing. That seek medical attention. Never have I ever lied to the police. Yes, in Mexico of all places.
Never have I ever been an atheist. No, I have not. Oh, Haas is whooping me now.
Never have I ever fought over a pet with my ex.
Ooh, I wish I would have gotten that one.
Like custody of the pet? Or just like, no, not custody. I've told an ex that her pet sucks.
I drove 2 hours and stole my boyfriend's dog
out
of his basement window and kept it till it died.
What?
Oh, well, we bought the dog together and I just, I'm like, you can keep all my stuff, but I'm taking the dog. All right. Never have I ever stuck my hand in the toilet to retrieve something. Yes, I have. I had to retrieve a John Cena figurine out of a turd once. It was Rocky's.
That's unfortunate.
Well, we couldn't flush it,
Oh, I'm going to go and put this one down right now. Never have I ever created a fake Twitter or Facebook account to stalk another person.
Ooh.
Yup.
Have you done it recently?
No, it's been like 5-6 years.
Okay. I did it with like the chat AOL things.
Yeah.
All right. So Haas
has... instant messengers.
Haas has 9 cards.
Uh-oh.
If he gets the next one, he wins.
Yep.
Never have I ever had pubic lice, proudly putting that one away.
Yeah. Frame that, bitch. Nope. Make a t-shirt out of that.
Yes. All right. This could be the winner.
But it won't be.
Okay.
Never have I ever snorted something off of someone's ass. Contrary to popular belief, I have never done coke off a hooker's ass.
I want you to know that I actually went through these and took out the really bad ones.
Nice.
And then left like 50 so that I still didn't know what they were.
Okay.
Because this game is called Never Have I Ever. It gets pretty... Never have I ever basked in my own smelly fart.
Everyone loves their own brand.
Everybody loves their own farts.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Hoss, this could be the game winner.
Oh, for the win. Never have I ever made a business call on the toilet. Are you kidding me? Daily.
Oh, my goodness. So how many, like, we didn't even have that many votes for Hoss, did we?
No, we had a total of 4.
That's it. So somebody's got a really good chance of 25%
winning. 25% chance of winning a $50 gift
card. You know
card.
What we're going to do? We are going to shut off the Facebook Live. So, Steph, go ahead and tell everybody goodbye, because if they want to list, find out who wins, they got to listen to the show.
Yep.
It'll be up in about an hour.
See, that's called a teaser.
I'm like Ryan Seacrest on American Idol. You know,
you're
like...
You're much better looking than Ryan Seacrest on
And the winner
Idol.
Is, we'll tell you...
after the break.
After the break.
The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Just Dancing West in St. Peter's, Missouri. And I'm so glad that Stephanie is here to talk about Just Dancing with me.
Yay.
Because you are in my old lady dance class with me.
I am. It's so fun.
And so we do like old school hip hop routines. Yep. I'm having to sit out this one because... Because I had the little shoulder surgery, but they don't just do old lady classes. I know that a lot of bride and grooms are listening, and they choreograph your first dance for you.
They do, and they're fabulous.
Shouldn't that just be like a waltz?
Yeah, or like
it can be.
You know, something that looks better than two penguins out there. Because trust me, Steph and I have seen a lot of.
Oh, look, you're talking.
Yeah, it's a lot of stand and sway. You know, leave room for Jesus.
You're talking to a 7 foot tall white dude. Me and dancing don't get along.
Yeah, exactly. They also have these adorable. Ballroom dancing classes for adults and kids. Steph, what is their website? Do you have that pulled up there?
Yep, their website is justdancingwest.com.
That makes it pretty easy.
It does.
And if you want to call Lucy, you can just give her a call at 636-922-0222 or visit justdancingwest.com.
Hi, my name is what? My name is what? My name is
Sadie.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
I was so sure that Eminem was going to be a one-hit wonder.
Oh, me too.
Because that was such a novelty song.
It was a great song, though. But yeah, I wasn't. I mean, that whole first album is very like this.
Yes.
It's all like humory. What? Humory hip hop.
Yes. And as somebody who takes rap kind of seriously, for anyone who could take rap seriously, especially for a white girl in her 30s who drives a minivan, you know, I totally wrote him off. And now, like, I would clearly put him in, like, the top 10 greatest rappers that...
Easily,
of all time.
Do you remember all the skits that used to be on the records where he would go into the sales guy's office,
yes.
Steve Berman? It's a real guy.
Are you kidding?
No, and I worked a floor below him when I was in L.A.
Yeah.
And he has his own 8x10s because everyone knew Steve Berman from the skits.
Yeah.
My favorite one is when, on the second record, I believe, he sits Slim down and goes, Slim... This record is absolute shit. You were rapping about Vicodin. And what was it? You were rapping about Vicodin and killing babies' mamas. Do you want to know why Dre's successful? Because Dre's rapping about things people wanted to hear about. Big screen TVs, 40s blunts and bitches.
Well, he was obviously wrong. And Rocky is really getting into Eminem, which, you know, Rocky is 11.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, so obviously I'm monitoring that closely and which songs he can and can't listen to, but...
And you know what? You want to know what really sold me on Eminem was his live show.
See,
Hip Hop Live is terrible.
I've never seen him live. And yeah,
90% of hip hop, you get like 3 seconds of a song and then it breaks down and they talk to the crowd for like five minutes and then do another 30 seconds of a song. Eminem will do the entire song.
Yeah.
And does it, no backing track.
No,
Just goes. He's great.
That Rocky's like... Have you ever seen this one of Eminem that, like, he raps his fist? I'm like, that's awesome, but let me show you Mystical from, like, 95. And,
right. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I try, but it's so cool because I may have already said this on the air, but Rocky's learning a lot about rap from his mom because he'll ask me questions like, he'll have his headphones on and then he'll be like, Mom, what is sitting on dubs? You know, our mom, you know, stuff like that. And like, I can totally tell him, like, he know. Like,
oh, I know that one.
Yeah. I'm like, your mom totally knows rap. So a big story in the news this week that I know.
Mom, what's a hoochie mama?
No, they haven't found that one yet. Big story in the news in the baseball world. So I know Gary's going to have a lot to say about this. Let's see. Chicago White Sox Vice President Ken Williams asked one of the players to stop bringing his kid in the locker room so much. And
that's a fair request.
Well, on its face, I thought, well, what a butthole. You know, your dad's a major league player. You get to come to the ballpark. You know, that's kind of part of the thing. I know sure. A lot of the Cardinals, they get to bring their kids sometimes. But then I started reading a little more into this, and it sounds like this wasn't just a thing where the kid came to the ballpark once in a while. He attended 120 games in the 2015 season.
Out of 162.
Exactly. And this kid had his own locker. Mm-mm. He had his own. And apparently, though, it was part of this guy's contract. Is that right? When he signed on?
Exactly. That was the biggest thing, is when he signed on as a free agent, part of what he negotiated in his contract is that, you know, he's a family guy. He wanted his son around. Now, doing the math, 120 games, that means he went on 40 games on the road.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean,
and granted, it's summer vacation, so he probably doesn't have school.
Right.
Is there no baby mama in the picture?
I'm sure that there is.
No, he's married, I believe. I'd have to double check that, but
I mean, if it's in the contract, then good on him for negotiating that, and the team's kind of right. screwed. But I mean, it's excessive.
It
it's a 14-year-old kid in a locker room.
Well,
if I was one of the other players, like, I'd be all right if your kid wanted to show up now and again. But look, man, this is the baseball clubhouse, and probably right. more so than any other sport, the mythology and the mystique of what happens in a baseball clubhouse.
Right.
I mean, it is a man's club.
Right.
I'm not even a man, and I could tell you that, especially like some of the rookies and stuff, and you know, when you're in a guy's locker room, you want to act like a guy. You don't want to. It is foul what happens in there. You don't want to sit and worry about what you're saying in front of
a 14-year-old.
Exactly. And by all accounts, it seems like he's a really good kid. And
I don't put it on the kid at all, dude. If my dad was a pro athlete and I had the ability to do that, you're damn right, I would take him up on it too.
But isn't there a limit? You know, isn't
there absolutely is.
Isn't there like a, you know, family days, or he comes to like not important games or spring training?
And that's the thing. Look, from a rock star standpoint, I've worked with bands that have been single. I've worked with bands that are married and have families.
Right.
There are designated family days. And when you look at the tour schedule, it will say like Sunday, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, family day. So you know, wives, girlfriends, kids, whoever's going to be there. So clean up the bus. Don't act like an a-hole.
Right.
Maybe take a shower today.
Exactly.
You know, right.
Things like that.
Put away your drugs.
Right.
Well,
get the hookers out before 8 a.m.
This Adam LaRoche, the baseball player, he quit.
Yeah, he retired.
And it just seems like...
That seems like helicopter parenting to an extraordinarily big degree.
It seems like a really big jump from... Because they didn't tell him to ban his kid altogether, but they said that he had to like excessively cut back on his kid's locker room time. And instead of negotiating it, he just said, well...
Then I'm out.
Yep.
I've seen interviews in the last couple of days with him, or listened to interviews in the last couple of days. I mean, I get it. He really is a family guy.
And that's fine.
But here's the thing.
It's a team sport.
Yeah. The very first thing that I thought of when I saw this is the team has bat boys that they employ.
Right.
Make your son a bat boy if you want him around.
Yeah, but your bat boys don't even go on the road, do they?
Yeah, they do.
I thought the other team supplied bat boys for away games.
I don't know, but we're going to find out, because you know Rocky Mantle's going to be a bat boy, right?
Sure.
I mean, like...
He can't be any worse than McGuire's kid.
I know, right? You know that's on my radar.
Who was it whose kid almost got run over during the World Series? Was that Bonds' kid?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was Barry Bonds'
kid. In a World Series game, was just hanging out on home plate and legitimately almost got trampled on a play at home plate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like the first guy slid in, and as he slid in, like scooped the kid up and got him out of the way.
Oh, my gosh. I have seriously thought, like, I totally need to, like, pull some strings and get Rocky to be a bat boy. I don't think I could handle that schedule, though.
That's a big schedule.
You know, getting him down to the ballpark that much and all that stuff. But we'll see.
Yeah.
And I think in that story, there's not really a bad guy.
There's not. I think it's abuse is what it is.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, if it's in his contract, it's in his contract. But I wonder if the contract states, like,
how much?
How much? Because 140 games, that is a lot.
I can even understand. I could even understand if they had it set up to where he was at the home games. You know, but now the locker, too much to me, that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, but yeah, going on the road, there's no need for that unless you're employed by the team.
Yeah, exactly. And so another story that I think Stephanie will weigh in a little bit more on this because she's a girl like I am, is this teacher. You guys, I don't think we talked about this last week, but there was a teacher who left her phone on her desk and went in the other room.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And one of her kids, a 16-year-old, picked it up and found some naked pictures of her on there that she had sent to her husband.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yep. And he sent them out to all of his friends, and they fired the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I have very mixed opinions on this.
Really? I mean, I guess I do, too. My first opinion is absolutely that was not her fault. That is her personal information. No. That is, you know, it was not her fault at all. But what if she left a gun on the table?
Exactly. And that was going to be my devil's advocate point is you need to be smart enough to not leave anything like that out.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the phone wasn't locked. Obviously. Dumb move number two.
Obviously.
I was a substitute teacher in my mom's district when I was in college because in the state of Missouri, you don't need to have a license to substitute.
Are you kidding?
You just need to have have to have 60 credit hours under your belt.
Like they let you teach children.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and at the time... I was interning at the Point, and I had one of the keychains that had a condom on it.
Yeah.
Thought nothing of it.
Sure.
And I got a call like 3 days after substitute teaching for a class that apparently one of the kids had started saying that I was walking around showing the keychain to everyone. Because I just had it. I had my keys clipped to my belt.
Yeah.
Dumb move by me. They should have been in my pocket.
Right.
But... it's not her fault that she took nudes and sent them to her husband. That's fine. Whatever two consenting adults want to do, that's definitely. Fine.
I think her big mistake here was leaving her phone unlocked and unattended.
Absolutely.
You know, especially around teenagers of all people.
Now, did the kids get in any trouble?
The kid got expelled. They're not like releasing his name or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more bothered that she got, you know,
got fired
for it.
Like, I could see her being reprimanded for it.
Me too. But I thought firing was maybe a little.
You know, I think the problem comes in the form of, and it's again not her fault, is how do you put that teacher back into a room with teenage boys
where
after teenage boys
seen
have seen
it.
Her
yeah.
naked?
Yes,
yeah,
that's, you know, it incredibly undermines her ability to hold the attention of that class. Not her fault, but it's repercussions of
maybe. I kind of think that maybe should have been her choice, though. You know, like she could have, you know, opted out of coming back
and going to a different school.
Yeah, gone to a different district or different school or something.
But
you know?
Even if she goes to a different school with Facebook these days,
word would get out.
So
sure.
You know what I would have done with that teacher? I would have given her the rest of the year off paid.
Yeah.
And said, take the rest of the year off paid, come back next year with a fresh start. That is if she was a good teacher that the school loved.
Right, yeah. Well, there's a lot of unknowns.
Right,
there too.
And that's a good point. Like, we don't know. Maybe this teacher was, you know, mailing it in.
But if you don't, okay. Like, I don't have any naked pictures of myself on my phone.
Yeah.
And I don't leave my phone unattended.
Yeah, me either.
If you had, like, salacious pictures on your phone...
That's dumb. I mean, that is dumb.
Why would you not be more careful with it? You know? Makes no sense to me. And speaking of...
Even if you got into my phone, which is password protected...
Yes.
You would have to know where to go, find a hidden folder, and know the password to that folder... to get into the stuff that no one's supposed to see.
You have naked pictures
of
yourself?
Not
of
me.
Wait a minute here.
Not of me.
Hang it on up.
Wait a minute. Now, Haas, you're my best friend. You show me almost everything. But
are you sure you know what you're asking for?
Oh, they're not of me.
Well, hang on. While you pull those up, we forgot to draw our winner. This is a well-oiled machine here, all right? Haas, you pull up some. I want to see your secret folder because I'm supposed to know everything. And then we're going to actually go to break and we're going to come back and holy cow, you have a whole gallery.
That's just one of them.
Are these people that you know?
That's one person.
That's the same girl?
Yeah, there's 99 pictures in that gallery.
She got 99 problems, but good boobs ain't one.
Truth.
So, there you go. Pass it around. All right. We are going to, what did we have on here? Eminem?
That's not.
There it is. All right. So let's go ahead and draw our little winner here because we totally forgot to do that. And we'll come back to do one more break. The winner is the No Limit Honky.
Yeah.
No Limit Honky.
You're damn right.
You're getting a $50 Visa gift card. I'll mail it out to you, baby. Love you so much.
There's number two.
Oh, my God. Let me see. This chick is more proud of her abs and her butt than
as you should be.
Yeah. Nice. What it must be like to be single. Stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids. Want to copy me and do exactly like I did? Try to sit and get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a pivot. Why's your face red? Man, you waste.
Well, since age 12.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here with the Kelly Mano Show and my best friend Haas. Do you know what people want, what they really, really want?
Besides more Spice Girls?
Yes, besides that. They want...
More Kelly Mano Show.
More Kelly Mano. That is what they want. So if you are a listener of the Kelly Mano Show and you want more Kelly Mano in your life, if you want more episodes per week, there are a couple of things that you can do that will really, really help us. Number one, you have to subscribe to the show on iTunes. I know that you always go there and listen, but when you're there, there's a little button that says subscribe. If you hit that subscribe button, you will help us so much because it is telling people of the world that you are listening. Another thing that you can do, Haas, what else can they do?
Number two, if you go and visit one of our sponsors that advertise on the show, tell them that you heard about them from our show. Let them know that the advertising money they spend is working.
Exactly. And if you know somebody who owns the business and wants to be a new advertiser on the show, they can get in touch with us as well. The third thing that you can do is something we always say. If you like the show,
share the show.
So if there was something funny we did on the show, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, with your friends. Tell them why you liked that show. Maybe that show was funny because producer Gary pooped his pants. I mean, I don't know. But if you tell people why to listen to the show, they'll really do it. So if you could do those three things for us, subscribe to us on iTunes, let our advertisers know that their money is working, and share the show on social media, then you will have more Kelly Mano in your life.
That is true.
We love you.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Don't wanna be a player. I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Final segment of the Kelly Mano Show for you. I have got, now, if you already know the answer to this, you guys, don't say what it is. But I want you to look at these three pictures and tell me if you know who these people are.
Okay.
Look close at all three of them.
Ugh.
Oh, okay.
Tell me if you know who those three girls are.
I think I know.
I have no idea.
I think that is Kylie, Kim, Kendall.
Close. Those are the Kardashians.
Okay.
But that is Kendall.
Are you sure?
Yes. Or that is Kylie.
Okay.
That is Khloe. And that is Kendall. So here's what happened. They went in disguise. And it was really cool. Because they went on a celebrity tour. And look at Khloe. She dressed up like a grandma. Now, on the tour, they start talking about the Kardashians. Because they're on one of those, like, Hollywood tours that goes through. And so,
please tell me they just trashed them.
Well, you get Khloe's reaction. So this is what Khloe said whenever they started talking about the Kardashians.
Ask about the Kardashians.
The Kardashians?
I don't want to talk about those Kardashians. Kardashians.
That is why Khloe is forever my favorite. I almost said my favorite Spice Girl. but things got real when they started talking about the recent incident where Tyga didn't let Paul McCartney into
the Grammy party.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they drove by the place where that happened, and the tour guy started saying, well, this is where, you know, Tyga didn't let Paul McCartney in, and the girls start flipping out because it's one of their boyfriends. And so here's that.
That's not true.
Not let Paul.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's not true.
It is true.
I don't think he had any say.
Hold
a Beatle time.
It's true.
It is so true. Gary, can we make sure that we get a link to the Kardashian girls up on the website today?
Yes.
Because those disguises are really, really good.
Yeah.
The last thing that I want to talk about is Hulk Hogan. $115 million verdict.
Can you believe it?
Against Gawker for his sex tape trial. Number one, comparing this to Aaron Andrews, who last week only got $55 million.
I know.
But I think there's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
In brushing your hair naked in front of the mirror and getting caught, you know, having
banging
sex.
Your friend's wife.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Does that happen in real life, or is that just celebrities? Like,
Getting caught or banging your friend's wife?
Banging your friend's wife.
I think that happens a lot more than people think.
I think so, too.
Does it really?
I think so.
Yep.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So Hulk was like,
are you missing out, Kelly?
Apparently, Jimmy and I are way behind the times. So Hulk Hogan, like right at the start of his divorce, you know, his best friend for years and years and years is Bubba the Love Sponge, a radio guy. And he says, come on over and bang my wife, because apparently that's what people do. And that's what Hulk did. And the girl's name was Heather Cole. It was his then wife. I guess they've since divorced. And I've seen a clip of it, and it's a hidden camera, like up in a corner.
Yep.
That Bubba clearly set up.
Oh, 100%.
And then turned around and sold to the media.
Yep.
Is there any?
Well, and I could be wrong, but didn't he also, at least in the beginning, play it as if he had no idea the hookup was happening?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he played Hogan for a secret sex tape. And adultery.
Right. But I do remember there was also a tape of Hogan and Bubba like discussing it like before he went in. Because in the tape, Bubba the Love Sponge is like in the other room doing office work.
Right.
Like he's home. He's like, yeah, go on in. Heather's in there. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know if I could be that casual about it.
Yeah. Ugh. And could you imagine your best friend doing that to you?
No. Oh, of course not. Are you kidding?
How has Hulk Hogan not had Bubba the Love Sponge like?
Well, I guess if you have a name like Bubba the Love Sponge.
What a gross. Is he even doing radio anymore?
I think.
How could anybody be his friend?
I think he's got like a podcast or something.
No, what kind of loser has a podcast?
Who used to be like a gigantic syndicated show? Man Cow.
Especially if they were
Bubba.
In Radio Man.
Does Man Cow's not on anymore?
You know, I think he may be back on now, but for a while he was online.
That is crazy. Well, you know what else this just goes to prove is how stupid, you know, some of the girls like Kim Kardashian and those girls look who, because here he won this.
Yeah, yep. Don't get started on that.
And these girls that come out with these sex tape are like, oh my gosh, I'm so upset. My image is tarnished. Okay,
I'm so upset until my mom brokers the deal to sell it and it starts the media empire.
My book deal will make me feel better.
Let me just go ahead and sign this paperwork so that you can sell it legally. Like all those girls like sell their tapes legally.
Oh. Of course.
And act like they're so offended, and then somebody actually sues and wins.
Yep.
You know, and the difference.
Well, I think the difference for Hogan was the fact that he was really set up from the jump.
Well, he was, and these girls, the Kim Kardashian and the Paris Hiltons and the Pam Andersons, you know, and if you want to make a sex tape, go for it. I'm not judging you for that. Do what you want behind closed doors.
Of course.
But those girls are looking right at the camera.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They know it's there.
Yeah.
And they still act like, oh my gosh, I just cannot believe this got out, you know.
Yeah, playing it off like the victim.
But but I guess I'm forced to sign this agreement now and, you know, and here, I mean, Hulk Hogan, $150 million. I don't know what those girls get for their sex tapes, but did you see him crying in court?
I can't imagine him getting that amount, though. I don't know. I don't think he'll actually end up after all the wash, you know.
Well,
with
you
that
have
kind of
to
money.
Look at the fact that he's. And this is not what got him basically excommunicated from the WWE. There's a whole nother racial incident got him cut out of WWE.
Hmm.
But this definitely like tarnished the image.
Sure.
Because Hulk Hogan and the Hulkamania brand is extraordinarily kid friendly.
Yep. Oh, or was.
He was John Cena decades before John Cena.
Let me just explain to you that at Holy Family Open House in fifth grade, we had to write a paper on who our hero was. And my parents show up to the open house and all these kids have written on like their moms and dads or Amelia Earhart. Yep. And they get to little Kelly Sumter's and I wrote my hero was Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
I wrote Hulk Hogan to get better card when he got injured in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Which anyone who knows anything about wrestling knows that injuries is code for I need a vacation.
Yeah.
But I got a postcard back.
You did?
I did. And I met Hogan probably roughly 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When Brooke's album came out. She was doing the radio show circuit. and I was working JoJo's record.
Isn't it incredible seeing him in person? Because
it's awesome. I have a picture of the two of us together, and it's awesome.
I have a picture of myself and Hulk Hogan as well. I met him, and it's like you're staring at a cartoon character and not a real person.
Oh, for sure.
And I will say, the nicest person I've ever met.
I could not agree with you more. And even on his show, Hogan Knows Best, I've always been a Hulk Hogan fan. I'm glad that he won this lawsuit. And did you see that even in the courtroom, he was wearing his black bandana.
Black bandana, yep.
Like, at this point, Hulk, we know you're bald.
Everyone knows.
We know you wear extensions. I guess he just likes it the way that it looks.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's part of his brand, you know?
He wore the black one because it was formal. I mean, he wasn't cool.
Just for the occasion.
He didn't bring his red and yellow boa, which is kind of what I expected. So that's it for the show this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Stephanie, for getting tricked into staying with us.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thank you.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
And the next time you come back, you don't get the yellow screen because you're on the approved list now.
Yes, you are on the approved. Don't ever ask for the yellow microphone.
I knew. I listened last week. And so I was thinking, like, oh gosh, please don't give me the yellow one. Please don't give me the yellow one.
So we hope that if you like the show, you share the show. Subscribe on iTunes. If you've got anything to say, email us. And we started a new Facebook group. This is the Kelly Mano Show chat group, I think it's called.
It's all interactive and junk stuff.
We'll talk about more about that next week, and I will send out official invites. But we love you for listening. Until next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy, host anything for the guys.
You can pick your friends, and you can pick your noses, but you can't pick your friends' noses.
Oh, we love you for listening. Everybody say see ya.
See ya.
Thank you very much.